بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وتبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أجرنا من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أجرنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم أجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أجرنا من فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فتنة المال والنساء. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم أجرنا من النار. 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 اللهم أجرنا من فتنة النار وعذاب النار. اللهم أجرنا من غضبك. اللهم أجرنا من سخطك. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، أكنفنا بكنفك الذي لا يرام. اللهم أحرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر وما أسرت وما أعلنت. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد. اللهم انصر أمة محمد. اللهم أكرم أمة محمد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين، واحفظ الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، وانصرنا على من عادانا وعاد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، وانصرنا على من عادانا وعاد الإسلام والمسلمين. أو الله، أو most merciful الله، أو الله، أو رب العالمين. Oh Allah, it was only through your mercy. It is only through your mercy, and it is only through your love, Ya Allah, that you have allowed us, Ya Allah, to gather this night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, from the millions, Ya Allah, you have chosen this group of people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, from the hundreds and thousands who knew about this, Ya Allah, you've chosen us few select group of people to gather together, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you've given us the tawfiq in this cold night to come, Ya Allah, for your sake. Oh Allah, nothing has brought in this group of people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, nothing has brought them save except for your love, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, except for the fear of the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Except for the fear of your punishment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, except for the fear of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, nothing is being distributed. Money is not being given. Position is not being given. Oh Allah, all of these people, Ya Allah, that are listening and have gathered here. Oh Allah, they've come for no reason, Ya Allah, I swear, but out of your love, Ya Allah. Out of your fear, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, make this from one of those blessed gatherings which your Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that at the end of the gathering, an announcer makes an announcement that stand up, قُومُوا مَغْفُورُ لَكُمْ. Stand up, that all your sins have been forgiven. قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيَّآتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That all your sins have been changed into good deeds. Oh Allah, the angel says, Ya Allah, that there is a person amongst them who was not with the group. He didn't come with the proper intention. Oh Allah, he came simply to just see what's happening. He came with a friend grudgingly. He had no intention to listen attentively. Oh Allah, the angel says, what should I do about that person? And oh Allah, you say that forgive him as well. Treat him like the rest, because this is such a blessed group of people that whoever even sits close to them will not be deprived of the blessings. Oh Allah, make this gathering as such, Ya Allah. Make this gathering as such, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, these brothers and sisters have made you a witness, have made all of us a witness, have made the angels in this masjid a witness that we have repented from all the major sins that we have committed in the past. All from the major sins that we're involved in currently, Ya Allah. The major sins involving our money, in major sins involving our body, major sins involving our limbs, major sins involving our tongue. Oh Allah, oh Almighty Allah, accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are remorseful over that which we have done in the past, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we cannot handle the punishment of the qabr. We cannot handle the heat of the fire of hell, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we cannot handle the flame of a grill. We cannot handle, Ya Allah, the heat of a spoon that's been left on a fire, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how can we handle the fire of Jahannam, which is 70 times more intense than the fire of this dunya? Oh Allah, how can we handle any of those things with the sun being above our heads, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, oh Allah, whatever we have done, it was not out of denial. It was not out of arrogance. It was simply out of ignorance. It was simply because we fell as, Ya Allah, to our desires. Oh Allah, the desires overtook us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the nafs overtook us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, never did we stand up making shirk, Ya Allah. We never prostrated in front of anyone besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we simply fell to our nafs, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, that happens. We all have nafs. We all have shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please, now that you have given us the tawfiq to listen to this talk, and you have given us the tawfiq to speak, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you, Ya Allah, for all of us, Ya Allah, to grant us the ability to overpower our nafs, to overpower our shaitan, ya Allah. Save us from the temptations of the nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Save us from the temptations of the nafs and shaitan. Save us from the temptations of dunya, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we ask you, ya Allah, to allow us to have clean and pure eyes. Allow us to have clean and pure ears. Allow us to have clean and pure hands. Allow us to have clean and pure feet. Allow us to have clean and pure minds. Oh Allah, protect us from all sorts of haram, ya Allah. Oh Allah, close the opportunities of haram for us, ya Allah, so that even if we want to, we cannot, ya Allah. Oh Allah, shower your special mercy upon us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have way more love than a mother has for her child, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have more love than any person has for anyone else, ya Allah. Oh Allah, your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when you created rahmah, when you created mercy, you distributed 1% out of that amongst all of creation. And it is through that 1% that every mother loves her child. It is through that 1% that a camel has mercy on her child. Oh Allah, it is through that 1% that every mammal and every mother has mercy on its offspring. Oh Allah, and that 99% of that mercy you have kept by yourself, ya Allah. Oh Allah, that 99% of that mercy you will shower upon us on the Day of Judgment. Oh Allah, allow us to enjoy that 99% of the mercy in the hereafter, ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from becoming those who will on the Day of Judgment be remorseful, ya Allah. Allow us to be remorseful today and save us from the remorse of the hereafter, ya Allah. Allow us to cry today tears, ya Allah, and save us from crying tears of blood when they'll be of no benefit tomorrow. Oh Allah, soften our hard hearts, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, open up, oh Allah, the avenues of tears from our eyes, ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us our hearts to tremble out of your fear, ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase our love for you, ya Allah. Allow us to have faith in your mercy, ya Allah. Allow us to have faith in the Quran and Sunnah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us and our youth and our Muslims, ya Allah, from having doubts in Islam, ya Allah. Oh Allah, from having doubts in your promises, from having doubts in the hadith, ya Allah. Oh Allah, millions are born into Muslim families but are leaving the fold of Islam. Oh Allah, close the doors of apostasy. Close the doors of apostasy, ya Allah. Open up the doors of guidance, ya Allah. Oh Allah, I beg you, ya Allah, open the doors of guidance, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect the Muslims, ya Allah. Protect their wealth and their health, ya Allah. Protect their iman, ya Allah. Protect their women and their children, ya Allah. Protect their businesses and their homes, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect their masjids and their madrasas, ya Allah. Protect their institutes, ya Allah. Protect all the good work that the Muslims throughout the world are doing, ya Allah. Grant them protection from evil forces, from the plotting of those who plot, ya Allah, from the jealousy of those who harbor jealousy, ya Allah, from the evils of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah, from the evil of not having sincere intentions, ya Allah. Oh Allah, I beg you, ya Allah, I beseech you, ya Allah, that save us from having doubt after you have granted us iman. Oh Allah, save us from having doubts in our faith, ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us from having doubts in our faith, ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept the good that we have done in the past. Allow for us to spend the rest of our lives in the best way, ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ramadan came. The masjids were filled. Oh Allah, we were fasting. We were reciting Quran. We were here for every salah. Oh Allah, we left from work to come for Dhuhr and Asr. We got up at 3-4 a.m. to come for Fajr, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we picked up the Quran and recited. Oh Allah, we did dhikr, ya Allah. We fasted for 18 hours. Oh Allah, Ramadan has gone. 6-7 long months have gone, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the masjid has become a very empty place, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, the Quran has become a stranger to us, ya Allah. The tasbih, zikr, beads have become strange to us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, namaz times come and go. We're unaware when prayer times start and end, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, let it not be, ya Allah. Let it not be, ya Allah, that we lead one life in Ramadan and another life out of Ramadan. Let it not be that our death comes in a state when we're leading the other life, ya Allah. Oh Allah, I beg you, ya Allah, to allow us to live with iman and to die with iman and to be resurrected with iman. Allow us to leave this world in a state that you are happy and pleased with us, ya Allah. Grant all of us a death of martyrdom, a death that is envied by others, ya Allah. A death in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a janazah which is attended by hundreds and thousands, ya Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you, ya Allah, to guide our youth, guide our children, guide our women, guide our elders. Oh Allah, allow the parents to raise their children properly. Inspire them with the ability to give their children proper tarbiyah. Oh Allah, save the children from the fitnas of the internet, from the fitnas of the cell phone, from all the other fitan out there, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we're losing millions by the day, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect our youth, ya Allah. Protect our little ones, ya Allah. Oh Allah, inspire the children and give them the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of their elders, of their teachers, and their parents, ya Allah. Oh Allah, save them from falling into peer pressure, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you, ya Allah, to grant all of us halal, easy sustenance. Give barakah in our sustenance. Keep us away from haram sustenance, ya Allah. Oh Allah, put mahabbah and love between the husbands and the wives, between parents and their kids, between the siblings, ya Allah, between uncles and aunts and relatives, ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, fill the hearts with love for each other. Oh Allah, oh Allah, remove misunderstandings from the hearts, ya Allah. Fill the hearts with love, ya Allah. Oh Allah, this life is way too short to love. Oh Allah, we cannot harbor hatred, ya Allah. Give tawfiq to all of us to forgive those who've wronged us. Give tawfiq for all of us to forgive those who've wronged us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give tawfiq to all of us to clean our hearts, ya Allah, from rancor, from hatred, from malice, Ya Allah, from jealousy for the past 20, 30 years that we've been carrying around this luggage, this baggage. Allow us to cleanse ourselves from that, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask You, Ya Allah, to those of our children who are not married, grant them good spouses, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please, Ya Allah, make avenues for our youth to remain chaste, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make nikah easy for them. Make halal easy for them. Oh Allah, make it easy for them to remain chaste, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, those who are married, grant mahabbah and love between the couples, Ya Allah. Grant them righteous children. Make the children the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save our future generations, Ya Allah. Save our masajid and our madaris, Ya Allah. Save our leaders, Ya Allah. Inspire our leaders to make the right decisions, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our Muslim and brothers and sisters throughout the world who are suffering, Ya Allah, all sorts of difficulties. Oh Allah, Almighty Allah, we cannot forget them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, now that You have tested them in this dunya, please do not test them in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Bring an end to their suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, millions, Ya Allah, in Syria and beyond, who are, Ya Allah, suffering the very same brutal winter that we are, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but all they have is plastic bags on their feet, Ya Allah. All they have, Ya Allah, are small tents, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, absolutely no access to water, hot water. Absolutely no access to any heater of any sort. Oh Allah, they are also Abdullah. They are also Fatima and Aisha, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are Your servants, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, they are Your ibad, Ya Allah. Some of them may be the children of Sahaba. Some of them most definitely are from the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, have mercy upon those brothers in Iraq and the mercy people in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Ya Allah. And the brothers and sisters in West Africa, Ya Allah. And Northern Africa as well, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, every other country of the world which, Ya Allah, that Muslims are being afflicted with all sorts of difficulties. Ya Allah, grant them patience, Ya Allah. Grant them the ability, Ya Allah. Grant them faith. Allow them, oh Allah, please save them from losing their faith, Ya Allah. Please save them from losing their faith, Ya Allah. Allow these trials and their tests to become only a means of them increasing in their faith, Ya Allah. Accept their martyrdom. Grant them patience, Ya Allah. Reward them with such rewards that will make them envious tomorrow on the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever permissible desires and needs we all have, oh Allah, fulfill all of those permissible desires and needs. Oh Allah, allow us to have the same desires that the Prophet ﷺ had. Allow us to have the same aspirations for us and our kids, the way the Prophet ﷺ had aspirations. Allow us to love and live for Islam. Allow us to love and live for Deen. Allow us to give, to spend whatever we have for Islam and our Deen, Ya Allah. Allow us to sacrifice our time and our efforts for the Deen, Ya Allah. Utilize every one of us for the I'la, for the rising of Islam, Ya Allah. Allow our fellow citizens to see the beauty of our Islam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, for indeed it is our own mistakes that have caused them to have bad understanding and bad thoughts about our faith, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow all of us sitting here to lead such exemplary lives that will become a means of them seeing a true picture of Islam, Ya Allah. Open up the doors of Hidayah for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever fitan and trials and tribulations are facing the Ummah, oh Allah, squash them, Ya Allah. Quell them, Ya Allah. Extinguish them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect the blood and the honor of Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, make us a source of good. Allow us to become an invaluable asset to this country. Allow us to become a very important part of this community, of this country, where we are respected and loved because of the good that we do to the people, for the people of this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask You, Ya Allah, to fill up the masajid, Ya Allah. Allow all of us to be attracted and love the masjid, Ya Allah. And allow us, Ya Allah, to attend halaqas, Ya Allah, and durus, Ya Allah. Allow us all to gain the knowledge of deen, Ya Allah. Allow all of us to learn the language of the Quran, Ya Allah. Allow us, before we leave this world, to understand the words that You have spoken. Allow us to understand the message that You have sent to us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow our children to understand that message. Allow us to recite the Quran beautifully, the way it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, all those brothers and sisters who have assisted and helped in bringing this program together, oh Allah, or who have helped in managing the program and the masjid as well, Ya Allah, allow them to have the full share of all the good that they have done. Grant all of them sincerity, Ya Allah. Grant all of us sincerity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever good has said, whatever correct was said, it was indeed from You, oh Allah, so accept it. Whatever wrong was said or misspoke, oh Allah, it was from me and shaitan, so please overlook that, Ya Allah, and forgive me for that. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira, ahsanu khaira al jaza. Only Allah can reward you for your patience that you have sat through this program, and the kids and the women who came with little children, and inshallah, it'll definitely will be a memorable night in your book of deeds. Ki mizan hasanatikum.